Hello. Hi, Billy, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Where are you, in North Carolina? Oh, well, that was one of those things we had to take the old man on.
He really was tickled when you pulled that tape out and quoted me.
Yeah.
And told him what you were going to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think I really think he came out way on top of that deal.
Well, it's, I really think that the people really don't want to see any labor leader or anybody else go that far, you know, the way he did. You had to take him on. Oh, yeah?
If you
don't do what's unpopular? Well, that's important.
How are you feeling?
I'm just fine, just fine. We're I'm going out to California for that Eisenhower Center thing over the weekend, so I have to be there Thanksgiving, and then we'll have a very busy month of December as usual with various visitors and so forth.
And
very good, very good. Sure. Set them right, sure. Good, good. Now, you're going to Africa, aren't you?
I'm going to Africa.
Good. When will you go there? When will you be there?
The 8th of December.
Right, right. We'll do it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. Right. But I'll tell you, I'll give you a good paper, you know what I mean, just a brief one about the various points that may be raised that you might want to have some information on. I know they are. Right. Tell me this, where else will you go on the trip?
I won't go anywhere, but I'll probably cover my trip with a couple of people.
Right.
But it doesn't look like I'm just going to Japan.
I see. Like you go to someplace like Tokyo or Manila? Or? Good. Good. That's just great. You can tell him what your father-in-law thinks too, you know.
Well, that's right. That's what I'm going to do.
Right. Well, tell me then you go then you come back here. Yeah.
Then I'm going down to Seal Bay where you were last year to take a picture.
That's great. Are you going to be at that same place?
I'm going to be at the same place. We go there every year.
Do you really?
I've been going for about 5 years.
It must be nice at that time of year, too.
Oh, it's out of this world. I'm about to.
And you take 2 weeks there.
I take 2 weeks every year.
Yeah. Well, I've got that. December is going to be a very busy month for me because of I have to do several foreign things, you know what I mean? There, people are becoming in, the British and the French and the rest. We're not going to announce it until next week, but I'm going to meet with people like Heath, Pompidou, and the rest of them. And then the latter part of, of course, the 1st of January, that January is taken up in the State of the Union and all that stuff. And then after that, I have to do something in Latin America, so that'll be busy. And then I had to go right into the preparation for China in February, you see.
I spent 3 hours with Ellis Hill.
Yeah. He's a great fellow. Yes, he's, oh yes. Where is it, in London?
Yes, in London.
Yeah. Right. Well, these are times, you know, when it's we've had to do some hard things in the international front. That incidentally, I'm going to have Connolly going to do a press conference tomorrow noon at 12 o'clock. I probably have him on again. We don't want to use him too much, but he's really the only other, he's really the only effective big gun we've got. You know what I mean? The other people in the cabinet are all, you know, very responsible people, but Connolly really gets across, don't you think so?
Well, Barba, who is the president.
Yes, yeah. He said that? Good. Yeah.
He said he didn't agree with all that he had to say, but he said he knew his business.
Right.
And he said he didn't get in.
Right.
He said, I respect him.
Sure. Well, isn't that good?
He was a speaker at this thing, too.
Yeah. He's one of their best men, too. Well, I'll tell you that. How are the British getting along?
Well, you know, it's a fight.
Yeah. Yeah. They really are still having a real problem, huh? Well, and they've just got to win. That's all there is to it. Well, they've got to go through their tough time, too, but I think they're going to make it some way or other. I don't know. Fortunately, they've got 4 more years to go, and they just take those hard decisions and hope they can win. But the country, you have still a feeling that it is a rather moral malaise, huh? In England.
Oh, it's I think it's in far worse condition than we are.
Yeah, yeah.
It's for example, in the Heathrow Airport, I was just looking, and it is just nothing but nonsense from one end to the other. And I mean, the hard core of the nonsense.
Good heavens!
In the airport.
This is in England, isn't that terrible? Yeah, down in Greenwich Village. Right. Well, do they think they can? I don't suppose they think they can do anything about it, huh?
Well,
probably they've gone too. Yeah. Really? Oh, I've read his stuff. He really, really writes beautifully.
He does, and then in Berlin, I noticed his concern, the big man in Germany.
Oh, yeah.
He got a big article this week on the youth revival in Berlin, and they had 75,000 young people shouting Jesus in Berlin. And so this thing is beginning to move even in Europe.
Well, I'll tell you.
I was asked about it wherever I went.
Well, it There may be something going on here. Well, you even take this country with all the things that, you know, we all see wrong. We've got to realize, I was just thinking, compared to what it was, four years ago, actually, when I was campaigning. But the situation is really very substantially changed. I mean, you've still got a lot of problems. But when we think of what was happening in the cities and the colleges and universities and so forth and so on, at least there's been a gradual change. Not as much as we would like, but something is, it's a little better than it was. In Charlotte, yeah. 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 Now they're trying to sabotage our efforts to get out. But we're gonna make that. Let me say, there's one thing you can be sure of. The war will not be an issue next year. It'll take a little time, but, you know, we've got to do it the right way, and we're moving along very fast. The economy, I would say that the month of December will be, I think, a very good month for them. And the retail sales, I think that's going to be the break point there. But nobody can tell. Well, Connolly and I have the same view, though. We have a view that it's just one of those things where the movement is coming along, and we would like to have it a little faster. We're not getting the cooperation we would like from the Congress. You know, they're loading our tax bill up with a lot of things that shouldn't be in it, which will not be good for the economy. But what do you think of that? Isn't that a... they start doing that, then we... Yeah. Oh, my. These are real likely. Well, we're going to have I can't tell you how much I appreciate it, and I know you're going to have a great trip to Africa. I think it'll be fine. I think it's fine you're going, and we'll and also out there to Taiwan. Before you go or after you go, I'll see you, of course, because I want to know what you find out, and I'll see that you get a really good paper on that, or you can come and talk to. But I mean. He told me about it, and I already have it in the works. I knew you were going. I know it. Fine.
Well, thank you, sir.
Well, you give my best to Ruth, will you?
I surely will.
Okay.